Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
You're going to walk in faith. Which one are you going to do? Are you going to believe God or are you going to doubt God? Are you going to take him at his word or are you going to doubt his word? Which one? Because there are many people walking in fear. And Jesus said in his last days that many people are going to fall away by fear of the things coming upon the earth. Looking on the things that are coming upon the earth. Man's heart's failing him for fear. And the more we see this world getting darker, it's the more we've got to look to the word and look to the Lord and look to our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't look on the things that are coming to the world. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Look to his word. Look to what he said. Because all these things must come to pass. Be careful what you look at. Be careful what you're seeing. Because what you see will either bear fear or bear faith in you. This is why on the next slide the Bible says we've got to guard our heart. Next slide, mama. No, you've gone too far. No, go back. Go forward. Next one. This is why the Bible says we've got to keep our heart with all diligence. Because out of it flow the issues of life. We've got to guard our heart to what comes into our heart. We've got to keep our heart. Because with the heart man believes, and with the mouth confession is made, this is where we believe. This is where belief is formed. This is where fear is formed. This is where faith is formed. In the heart. Another version says, next slide. The next version says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. I love that version. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. What's going on in your heart is going to determine which way your heart will go. There are many women that sadly think, well, I don't trust no man, I ain't married no man. I don't care, I don't trust no man because of what they've gone through. And that's what's in their heart, that's what's filled with their heart. And sometimes the right man will come along, good man, loving man. Man will look after them, take care of them. But because of what's in their heart and what's in their mind, they let that man go, they treat him wrong, treat him bad, and he walks off, not knowing that woman, not knowing, but that was the man for you. But because the way your heart is, because your heart is messed up. And some of us have been through some trauma and been through some rejection and some pain and some hurt. And this is why we've got to get those things out and say, God, heal my heart. Because God deals with the heart. Heal my heart. Take away the things that's causing me to repel the right people out of my life. Take away the things that's causing me to go the wrong way and make wrong decisions. Because sometimes our upbringing and the way that we've been brought up or the way we've been culturized, our culture and our background and where we've come from and the community we've come from, that has shaped us. This is why the Bible says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. They may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God is for your life. Bible says, guard your heart. These men believed God. They believed God that could heal them. They believed that Jesus could heal them. They believed God. And he said, according to your faith, they had seen the miracles of Jesus. This is why get tapes, get videos, and watch the YouTube videos of great men of faith, great women of faith that are going to build your faith. Because you've got to guard your heart above all else, because it determines the course of your life. But what are these people hearing about Jesus? What are people hearing about Jesus? A Are they hearing doom and gloom? Or they're hearing that he's a healer? Because if they hear that he's a healer, the sick will come. What are they hearing about Jesus? He's judgmental God waiting to kill you and throw you into hell. What are they hearing about Jesus? Are they hearing that he's a deliverer? Are they hearing that he's Mr. Fix-It? What are they hearing? Determining what people are hearing and determining what they will come. If they will come. These blind men had heard and they knew that Jesus heals and Jesus delivers. Jesus set free and Jesus does miracles. So they came to him. And they came with an expectation. Next key, expectation. As you come, come with expectation. When a woman is pregnant, she has an expectation that a baby's coming. When a woman is about to get married, a man's about to get married, they have an expectation of a wedding day. They're going to have a beautiful day. That day is coming. Have an expectation from God. They had an expectation that God will heal. And God did not disappoint. I want to let you know that God is not going to disappoint you this year. I'm going to say it again. God is not going to disappoint you this year. But according to your faith, be it unto you. I want to inject faith in someone today. They said you're going to have to be on tablets for the rest of your life. I say otherwise. I say that God is healing your body even now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They say you have to keep going to the hospital every 3 months or every 2 months to check if it's gone, to check if it's still there. I decree and I declare that thing leaves your body today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I declare healing is the children's bread. He is a deliverer. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. He said, beloved, I wish above all that may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. But even as he heals your body, he's giving you wisdom of what to eat and how to live a healthy life so you can live a long life. We've got to be in charge of what we put in this body. So we've got to be responsible. Amen. Because God has given us long life. So we got to be careful what we put in this body. According to your faith, be it unto you. I don't know what miracle you need. I don't know if it's your ears need opening. I don't know if your eyes need opening. I don't know if you've got a problem in your throat. There's someone with a problem in your throat. Yes, there's someone with a problem with your throat. God is saying, touch your throat. He's touching your throat even now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that God is touching lungs. Markana basanta, heart murmuring. Where there's heart murmuring, murmurs of the heart. God is touching someone's heart even now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and I declare the glaucoma is leaving. Makarabasata, cataracts, go! In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, I give you thanks and give you praise that you're opening deaf ears, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that tumor is shrinking now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree every tumor is shrinking. In the mighty name of Jesus, I see a tumor in the head. Makarabasanto, rokorobasanta, and in the body part. There are tumors in the body and tumors in the head. I declare tumors are shrinking right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they're shivering up and dying now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every tumor go. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare miracles are taking place. Miracles are taking place. When the doctor gave you 6 months to live, I decree and I declare 14 more years God is adding to your life. Yes, Lord, 14 more years. I hear 14 more years God is adding to your life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, where the doctor said you wouldn't walk again, I decree and I declare that you will walk again. Get up out of that chair and begin to walk. Get up out of that bed. Take that step. Get out of that wheelchair and begin to move your legs. Step by faith. According to your faith, be it unto you. I've injected faith into you. Don't stagger at the promise of God. According to your faith, get out of that bed. Get out of that wheelchair. Get out of that chair and walk by faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God is doing a miracle right now. And he's doing it for his glory. And he's doing it for his honor. Because we serve a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. According to your faith. God is in the heart. And with all the miracles that God does, with all the healing that God does, with all the deliverance that God can do and is able to do, exceedingly abundantly above all that we're asking or thinking, according to the power that works in us, with all those miracles, the most important thing is God. He wants the heart. He wants your heart. He wants your heart. Many of us have been skating around salvation, playing around with salvation, but God is saying, listen to me, I need your heart. Time is winding up. This book is being fulfilled right before our eyes. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is coming again soon. The rapture is about to come. There was a man called Noah in the days of old, and Jesus himself said, even as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Noah was telling everybody, preaching one message, it's going to rain, it's going to rain. They had never seen rain before in their life, but it rained. We've never seen the rapture before, but a rapture is coming. The church is going to be caught away, and I believe there's going to be a big revival after that, but there's going to be something taking place called the Great Tribulation. We don't want to go through that. Please, today is the day of salvation. One day you'll wake up and mommy's gone, daddy's gone, your brother's gone, your sister's gone, your best friend has been telling you about Jesus, will disappear. You'll just see their clothes leave behind, and it will take place. It will take place. I don't doubt that there'll be a great deception. They'll maybe say it's alien invasion, and they'll say all kinds of things, because the Bible says the devil is the father of lies. And let me tell you something, the deception is coming, but we can avoid all that by saying yes to Jesus today. Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is the life. No man can come unto the Father except by the Son. And I decree and I declare, this is the day that you make up your mind to serve Him, to devote your life to Him. Many people believe in God. It's not enough to believe God. I tell people, it's not enough to just believe in Him. The Bible says the demons believe in Him and tremble. It's about obeying Him and giving your life to Him. Give your life to Jesus today. It's not about religion. All other religions is man trying to get to God, trying to do good works to please God. But Christianity is God coming down to man. When we see Jesus, we see the Father. You want to know what the Father looks like? Look to Jesus. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He done miracles, signs, and wonders. He paid the ultimate price for what we deserve. He took what we deserve. He died an awful death, a most terrifying death, and He hung there on the cross for me and for you. His blood was shed, and at the end of it, He said, "It is finished." The price has been paid for. And on the third day, He rose again from the dead, seen of over 500 witnesses. Stayed with His disciples 40 days, showed them infallible proofs that He is Lord. Ascended up, they gathered together in the day of Pentecost, and He filled them with the Holy Spirit. Jesus wants to save. Jesus wants to deliver. And Jesus wants to set you free. But most of all, He wants to come into your heart. So all I'm asking today is full surrender. Jesus wants full surrender. Give Him everything today. Please, give Him everything today. Because we don't know what tomorrow holds. I'm going to funerals of 18-year-olds getting stabbed. 20-year-olds getting shot. 30-year-olds with leukemia. 40-year-olds with cancer. No one knows what tomorrow holds. Tomorrow is not a promise to anybody. So today, if you hear His words, don't harden your heart. If you know He's calling you and He's standing at the door of your heart and He's knocking, and some of you may be saying, what will my brother say? What will my girlfriend say? What will my baby father say? No, what will God say? This is between you and God. Everything else will work out. Let it work itself out. But this is between you and God. This is your eternal salvation, your eternal destination. So if you're ready, and you've got to be ready. I was 25 when I got saved. I was doing all kinds of things that I should not be doing. But I knew He was calling me. And I've had fights before. Some have won, some have lost. But let me tell you something now, no one goes up against God and wins. And I knew He was calling me, and I just had to surrender. And this is what He's asking you right now, just surrender. He wants to come into your life, and He wants you to fulfill the destiny that He has for you. And His plans are good, not of evil. So if you're ready, this should be after me. Heavenly Father, I come to You today. Ask You, forgive me of every sin that I've committed. Wash me in Your blood. Write my name in the Lamb's book of life. Help me to live a victorious Christian life. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Cause me to hear Your voice. Because You said, my sheep know my voice. and a stranger voice in my ear. Father, I belong to you. And I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Thank you for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for your spirit, God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your presence that is washing over that soul right now, God. And bringing healing where there was hurt. Lord, you're bringing deliverance where there's pain, God, where there's trauma. Father, I thank you that you're binding up the broken heart, God. God, I thank you that you're moving upon the minds of people even now. Whether it was struggles, they're coming down, God. Thoughts of failure, Lord, are being destroyed even now. But Lord, you're giving your people a new heart, a new mind, Lord God. And he said, any man in Christ is a new creature. He said, behold, old things are passed away and all things are becoming new. I thank you, Lord God, I see someone becoming new even now, Lord God. And they're forgetting the former things and they're pressing towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. God, I thank you that I see, Father God, new things being birthed even now. New things in their body, in their life, God, in their ministry. New things, Lord God. And I thank you that the backside is coming back, Lord. New things are being birthed, Lord God. They're forgetting the past, Lord God. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Father, I thank you for the new thing they're about to do in the lives of those that pray this prayer. I just give you glory and I give you praise and I tell you thank you in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you and I praise you, Father, for those that needed healing. God, I thank you that throughout this preaching, Lord God, you've moved upon their body. I thank you for the testimonies that will come forth, Lord God. Mark out of my son, I thank you for the testimonies that will come forth, Father, from the preaching of the word. Lord, I thank you that with you nothing is impossible. So I thank you for healing the bodies of your people, Lord God. And I thank you that we'll testify of your miracle working power in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you today. And we thank you for a move of your spirit taking place in the lives of your people. We just leave them in your hands. And we tell you thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This has been me, Kevin Treasure, a.k.a. The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. This has been See on the Hill. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.